Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McCallum. The Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco, California, is making it easier for blind and visually impaired people to enjoy traveling independently in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Bay Area has one of the most extensive public transportation systems in America. Travelers have easy access by bus, train, or boat throughout the San Francisco region. One example is Golden Gate Transit, who provides bus and ferry routes for riders from San Francisco to destinations north of the Golden Gate Bridge, including the scenic small town of Sausalito and the cultural center of San Rafael. Another example is the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART, offering subway train service from San Francisco to the easily accessible East Bay community of Pleasanton, or in the South Bay area of Daly City, or to the San Francisco International Airport. But some blind bus and train riders are experiencing challenges with traveling these routes. One of the challenges is keeping track of the order of bus and train stop. The Lighthouse has come up with an innovative solution for blind people who are burdened with these public transportation problems. The agency is creating brand new transit route orientation guides. The easy-to-follow guides list public transit stops, routes, and transfer information. Lighthouse staff will even provide orientation and mobility services for clients who want to learn the most traveled routes expressed in the new guides. To talk about the new route guides, additional Lighthouse tactile maps, and similar products and services offered around the world is Frank Welty. Frank Welty is a staff member with the San Francisco Lighthouse's Access to Information Services Department. He'll also talk about some of the Lighthouse's additional services that provide clients wide access to all sorts of information, including Braille restaurant menus and audiobook recordings. Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind, Frank.
Hi, Brian. It's great to be talking with you today.
It's great to be talking with you, too. First, let's get to know you from more of a professional perspective, Frank.
My primary responsibility at this time is coordinating the development and distribution of our new transit route orientation guides, which we'll be talking more about as we go along. And I also assist with a Braille proofreading of our Braille products here that we produce in my department. And I'm learning techniques for audio production so that I can assist with the preparation of products that we do in audio format.
You also worked in the resource area too, correct?
I did. For much of my 2 years here, I was in the information resources department, and I spent a lot of time doing information referral calls and emails, which I really enjoyed, and doing outreach things as well. So I've really enjoyed the variety of the work that I've been doing here at the Lighthouse.
Now let's talk about some of the challenges that the blind face when it comes to traveling independently using those buses, trains, and subways, and even ferries. Some aspects of travel through these different modes of public transportation, they can be challenging for people who have vision loss. Three of these aspects are learning all the bus stops to take the right transfer routes. Another one is keeping track of the order of the train and bus stops along a route, whether it's the red, green, or blue route, and finding out the stops that have the shelters for those very, very rainy and stormy days. Why do the blind and visually impaired travelers have all of these challenges when using public transportation, and how can they solve these problems?
Well, first of all, Brian, I can tell you you're not alone there in some of those challenges. Sort of a two-edged sword here. On the one hand, we here in the San Francisco area and other similar large urban areas are blessed to have a very large public transportation system. But because it is so large, and because in the case of the San Francisco area, it's made up of a number of overlapping agencies that operate the various transit systems, sometimes they can be very complicated and they don't always mesh together as nicely as one would like. So they can be confusing. And here in car-friendly California, it can be hard sometimes to find a pedestrian to give you a hand when you're looking for a little of assistance. And that's why here at the Lighthouse, we are so involved in providing enhanced orientation services for blind and visually impaired transit riders, and also providing these transit products that will give people more information for orienting themselves and traveling independently.
What are some of those orientation services?
Sure. Well, of course, we have the traditional orientation and mobility training that you would typically find at a blindness service agency. And specifically, as far as what my department does, of course, as you alluded to earlier, we're coming out with a set of what we call transit route orientation guides that will provide people with information about specific transit routes in the area. And also we have tactile maps that make it easier for people to get information about the layout of different areas in the area. And we will provide supplemental travel training to assist people who want to get these transit guides to have hands-on experience using the guides for traveling on a given bus or train route.
How do those transit route orientation guides work? How do they work? What do they list exactly?
Okay, for each bus or train route, except for BART, where we have all five of the BART routes in one pamphlet, each guide is a small pamphlet. It's about 5.5 inches by 8 inches, so you can carry it pretty easily in a bag or a backpack. And it has a list of all of the stops along a route, whether that's the stations on a train route or the stops along the bus route. And of course, in the cases of bus routes, since the stops are different depending on whether you're coming inbound from the residential area to downtown to work, or whether you're going back at the end of the day, the bus routes actually are listed twice in each, the inbound order and the outbound order of the stops. And then for each of those routes, you have the list of stops so that you can tell as you're traveling on the bus what stops there are between the one where you get on and the one where you want to get off, which is very handy for orientation. And then for each of those stops, we provide some orientation information. For example, in the case of a train station, it tells you about the platform. Some stations have center platforms where you have the platform in the middle and then you have a track on either side of the platform. We have a lot of those in downtown San Francisco. And then you have side platforms where the track is basically in the middle, kind of like the filling of a sandwich, and there's a platform on either side depending on which direction you're going. And knowing whether you've got a center platform or a side platform makes it a lot easier to orient yourself, because it tells you which side of the train the doors are going to open on when you get in and out. And we also tell you whether the platform is underground like a subway, or above ground like we have in a lot of our suburban train stops, or if it's right at street level. And then we also give you a list of the transfer routes that you can transfer to from the train. And then in the case of the bus stops, we give you information about where the bus stop is placed in relation to the intersection. Because, typically a bus stop, you have a bus stop for a given intersection. And you want to know, is the bus stop a near side stop or a far side stop? Which means, do you get off the bus before the intersection or after the intersection? So that you know which way to turn when you get off the bus. And then you also want to know, is that stop close to the corner or is it in the middle of the block? Or is it in one of those situations where you have to maybe go out into the street and stand on an island to catch the bus? Or is it one of those places where there's a transit center where there's like several islands with buses that all pull up, from various directions? So we give you that information. Then we also give you the list of transfers that you can take at a given stop. And then finally, since you like to know on a rainy day if there's going to be a bus shelter or not, we do give that information as well.
all the information for these transit guides, was it put together by volunteers? Was it put together by the transit companies?
We actually did it mainly by volunteers. What we did is we started out by, there's an automated system here in the Bay Area called NextBus that people can use either from a computer or from a mobile device to look up their bus stop and find out when the next bus is coming. So we used that system to call the list of stops for each of the routes we wanted to do for San Francisco Muni. And then we used volunteers who actually went out and rode the buses, and we went with them to collect the information about each bus stop as we rode along, and then we've compiled it all into these booklets. It was a lot of work, but it was very, very interesting, and I've definitely learned a whole lot about how the San Francisco bus system is laid out now.
How many of these booklets have you sold so far?
Okay, well, first off, these transit route guides are free. So, and we started distributing them last month, and we had over 100 in September that we gave out, and we expect to give more and more, and I expect that folks, at least your Bay Area listeners and those who are interested in coming to the Bay Area, will probably be contracting us, hopefully in droves, to get more. And just so you know that, again, for each of these guides, we have one guide for BART, which lists all five of the BART routes. We have one guide for our Caltrain commuter rail system, which runs from San Francisco south down to San Jose into Silicon Valley. And then we have about three dozen guides for each of about three dozen of the Muni bus and light rail routes here in the city of San Francisco.
Now, to create these initial maps, you were awarded the New Freedom Grant. Tell me about the New Freedom Grant and who it's funded by and how you applied for it, how long the application process was, and how you got the grant to pay to put these maps together.
Okay. Well, the New Freedom Grant is an initiative from the U.S. Department of Transportation, and it's administered locally here in San Francisco by the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, which is the agency that has the unenviable task of coordinating the various transportation services and entities here in the Bay Area. And the goal of the New Freedom Grant is to improve transit services for underserved communities. And on that context was the reason that we at the Lighthouse applied for and received several New Freedom Grants and the transit guides funded by one of those. Now, that process was done before I came here to the Lighthouse, so I didn't experience that process firsthand. But as you can imagine, when you're dealing with applying for a government grant, they can be pretty extensive and pretty picky about the level of information that they want in order for an organization to apply for a government grant. So that's quite an extensive process. Fortunately, here at the Lighthouse, we have people who specialize in grant writing, and that is very helpful for us.
And it must take a lot of hard work and achievements, like winning the Nobel Peace Prize, to be awarded these grants, right?
It sure feels like it.
Yeah. How does the Lighthouse conduct orientation and mobility training around San Francisco, and especially for these transit guides and for anybody? I participated in the Lighthouse's O&M services once with one of your best mobility instructors, Donna Kazanjian. She took me around campus and showed me where all of my classes were, what they looked like, where the rooms were, and from her, I got a good feel of where everything was and just totally knew. So how does the Lighthouse provide O&M instruction? How do they do it, especially with these transit guides?
Well, sure. Well, of course, as you and most of your listeners know, the ability to travel is one of the keys to maintaining independence as a blind person, and there are specific techniques that we use to do that, whether we're using a long white cane or whether we're using a dog. But in any case, those techniques are known as orientation and mobility techniques, and the people who teach those are specially trained to provide that training service. They're called orientation and mobility specialists. Donna is one of ours, and of course she's still here at the Lighthouse doing great work. And the Lighthouse, like many other agencies that serve people who are blind and visually impaired, provide orientation and mobility training. And specifically in the case of our transit route orientation guides, our grant allows us to provide a certain amount of orientation training, not only for our regular clients, but for any person who locally wants to be able to take full advantage of the information in our transit route orientation guides. So, for example, let's say that if you live here in the Bay Area and you've been a little uncomfortable with the idea of using BART, you know, it's a train system, it can be kind of complicated, maybe the idea of walking down those, you know, going down those escalators to this BART platform where it can be kind of crowded and noisy, and you're kind of aware that there's this big electrified rail in this pit where the train is going.
Oh, yeah, then you hear also that doot-doot.
Yes, exactly. So the orientation training can help people get more comfortable actually getting practice using the system so that, say, for example, if you wanted to get the orientation guide, but you realize that just having that guide in your hands wasn't going to automatically make you comfortable traveling on BART or on a particular bus route that you need to take, you could contact us and we could arrange to get you some extra training so that you could get comfortable with that particular route. And then with that level of comfort, you then have in your hands the transit guide to provide you that orientation information so that you could continue to fully be comfortable and oriented on the route.
Let's take a little break and just talk to you a bit more, Frank. Not only have you worked at the Lighthouse, but I was looking at the California Council of the Blind and California Secretary of State's office website, and I learned that you're the president of the CCB San Francisco chapter. What do you do in this role, and what have been some of your biggest acts in office?
Well, sure, that's a great question. Of course, the California Council of the Blind is very much a grassroots organization, and we have about 36 local chapters and communities around the state. One of those, and one of the most well-established and active chapters, is our San Francisco chapter, which I was elected president about a year ago, and so I'm halfway through my first term. Our chapter is very active. We're involved in local accessibility advocacy. For example, we worked with CCB and others to increase the number of audible pedestrian signals here in the city, and we're very proud of that. And we also find other ways to advocate in the community for more access. We provide information to members of our community through really great speakers at our monthly chapter meetings. And we're also doing a great service project that we've done for several years where we administer and raise funds for a scholarship of sorts for blind students, where we provide a grant in the value of up to $2,500 to do things like purchase access technology for a deserving blind student each year. It's something we're very proud of and we're very committed to. And also, because many of our people are very capable and active, we also have provided a lot of leaders for statewide committees and other leadership positions in the California Council. So, and it's a lot of fun to be associated with such an active group of people.
Now we're going to get back to the Lighthouse, Frank, because the Lighthouse's Access to Information Services doesn't only produce all of these different route guides and maps. They also do other sorts of Braille production and audio production. I volunteered for that department, in fact, and I've helped them organize all of these Braille sheets with the fellow. Tell us about these different services within that department.
Indeed. Well, I'd say the backbone of our department is producing items in alternative formats. We do Braille production, anywhere from small things like pamphlets or meeting agendas or restaurant menus, to large items we're actually the authorized provider of the Braille voiceover guides for Apple's Mac and iOS products. So we run the full gamut of Braille production. We also produce a lot of and more tactile map items. For example, we're currently producing a set of tactile maps for the Disney parks, Disneyland, California Adventure, Disney World, so forth. And we're producing several tactile maps for the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And we do other things as well. So, and then we also do audio production of various kinds, whether it's the podcast for the lighthouse or audio recordings for documents or other things of that kind. And then in addition to the media production that we do, we also do accessibility consulting.
Yes, and definitely like the Lighthouse on Facebook and follow them on Twitter.
Excellent.
How can our listeners order the transit route orientation guides, request orientation mobility services to make best use of the guides, and just sign up for other services, or even for some of our listeners who want to gain additional experience, volunteer with the Lighthouse?
Okay, for most questions about the Lighthouse, the thing to do is you can either email us at info@lighthouse-sf.org, or you can call our main number at area code 415-431-1481. Now, if you want to get one of our transit route orientation guides, you can either write again to info@lighthouse-sf.org, or you can call me directly at area 415-694-7363. I'd love to hear from you.
What's your email address?
My direct email address, well, if you're ordering the transit guides, you can use that info address. But if you just wanted to contact me individually, you can contact me at, I'll say it first, then I'll spell it, fwelty@lighthouse-sf.org. The spelling is F as in Frank, W, E, L like lion, T like tango, E, at, L like lion, I, G as in gravy, H as in hotel, O as in Oscar, U as in uniform, S as in Samuel, E like echo, hyphen, or dash, S like Sam, S like Sierra, F like Frank, .org. So that's fwelty@lighthouse-sf.org.
Awesome. What are the costs for, I know that the transit guides are free. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
And, what are the costs for the other services of the Lighthouse? The orientation mobility, the putting together of all this Braille production, doing all these cooking classes. What are some of the costs or the range?
Okay, so for our general services, whether it's our various cooking classes, our general orientation and mobility services, like the normal blindness training services, we do that on a fee basis. But for most people, if they're over 55, we have and they live in San Francisco itself, we have a grant that covers the cost for that. For other folks, they will get their services paid for by being clients of the State Department of Rehabilitation. So a person who wants to get services at the Lighthouse would first sign up as a client of the Department of Rehabilitation, get a referral from the department here to the Lighthouse, and then they would get their services. Now, for a lot of our community events that are not specifically training, they're probably free. Like if you just wanted to come to the, for example, if you wanted to come to the White Cane Walk, that obviously would be free. We also, for our transit guides, those are free. Our T-maps, which are on maps that you can get on request of streets in a given neighborhood in the United States. If you live in California, those are free. If you live outside of California, the T-maps are $15. For our other Braille and audio products, those are provided basically on a contract basis that depends on the cost for us of producing them. So it'll depend, and basically you get those upon request. And then some of our products that we've already developed and we're just now providing copies, they have different prices. For example, I believe our Braille guides for the Apple products are usually something like $29.95 a piece.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, you know, we're really delighted here at the Lighthouse to be breaking ground in terms of providing new and innovative ways to provide people with more transit information and other information, especially in the area of tachographics. I think it's really cutting edge, and you're going to see a lot more innovative things coming from us. So we encourage you to keep an eye on us and be aware of what we're doing and take advantage of it when it's appropriate for you. And for those of you here living here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we welcome you to find out more about the Lighthouse and see how you can be involved in the Lighthouse community.
Frank, the Lighthouse's new transit guides and maps might just help our listeners navigate the San Francisco Bay Area and the world with ease. Maybe even additional agencies around the United States will create transit maps and guides for their own clients.
I think that would be great.
That'd be great, too. And the Lighthouse's Braille and audio services may help our listeners access the important information they need to live happy and healthy lives. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and we'll have to get together again when our BART maps are in production.
Yeah, sure will.
Okay.
That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
You're listening to American Council for the Blind Radio.
By the blind, for the world.